start off, I would like to make sure you've taken all the preparations necessary. Use the bathroom, got a glass of water, snack perhaps, if you haven't already. Make sure you're comfortably seated or laying down, if that's what you prefer. If you haven't done any of these things, pause and do it now. Make sure you won't be interrupted for the next few moments, because starting now, I'll be taking care of you. So you can let go and give into sweet surrender. Allow me to take care of you for a bit. You must have had such a stressful time lately. Or if it wasn't stressful, it must have been really taxing on you nonetheless. Perhaps physically or emotionally, mentally. But that doesn't matter now, because you're here to forget about all of that for a little while. No need to think about whatever it was that was holding you back. Now that we're here, you can focus on your pleasure. To begin, I'd like for you to close your eyes if you haven't already, and imagine something for me. You see, I've always found forests to be so calming, enchanting even. Starting off with taking a nice deep breath in and out before taking the first step into these woods. Oh, that's very good. Proceed with it, not even noticing the pace. And with each breath you take a step further, and with each step you become a bit more relaxed. Just enough to keep you there for a little bit more, wanting to feel the next little wave of relaxation as you listen so attentively. You're welcomed by a little bird song, and you listen carefully to the different tunes, how they seem to respond harmoniously to each other. The image of being surrounded by big brown trees is playing in your mind. And from these trees, small branches, twigs, pine cones, or perhaps even some nuts like acorns or chestnuts may have fallen down. Woodland flowers and soft green moss growing on the side of the trees. The soft crackling you hear when the leaves are being crushed as you walk further and further. Perhaps you take the time to watch a leaf fall from a tree as it dances and twirls in the air before fluttering down never so slowly, adding to the beautiful bed on the floor of autumn colors. Green, yellow, brown, red, gold. The leaves that have been falling down create a small opening in the canopy through which the last trace of a warm summer breeze blows, and that allows sunrise to fall down. Maybe you can feel it or see it on your skin. Spotted marks of light and warmth, maybe both, falling down onto you, the colored ground ever so perfectly. And it's such a beautiful day. The forest is so inviting that you feel like you'd go a bit further and venture in deeper than you've ever been. As you follow the path deeper and deeper into the forest, you navigate your way between the trees, almost as if you're being guided by the bird song, showing you where to go. As you follow, you approach a small clearing. You can see the sunlight dappling down on the grass, along with the flowers, and with with colors so beautiful that you are almost overwhelmed with the natural beauty surrounding you. A pond nearby that houses geese and ducks, but you hear them honk and quack as you turn your head to see these beautiful birds swimming and flying around. It's such a marvelous sight of nature to see these beautiful birds flying freely, to be so liberated, so free of thought, of care, responsibility. You move closer and stop. You take a nice deep breath in once more and slowly sit down. Your eyes fixated on the water before you close them and slowly lay down. You lean backwards and your back hits the grass. Your limbs are relaxed and limp on the surface. You take a nice deep breath in once more as you soak in peacefulness. Like I said before, nothing else matters except your descent and relaxation. Nobody wants anything. Nobody expects anything. There is absolutely nothing at all for you to do except for listening and relaxing. Right now, nothing else matters to you except for this quiet, calm, and peaceful feeling. You feel unified with the forest, as if it's almost a part of you, and likewise, you're a part of it. In a moment, I'll start a little countdown, starting from 10 all the way to 0. And with each number, the world we've built together will slowly start to disappear. It'll melt away, and it will continue to exist only as a memory in your head. But that's alright, because from now on, whenever you think back on this scene, this wondrous forest, you'll be transported right back, and the relaxation you feel right now will fall upon you once more. Now, due to your unification with this place, whatever happens to it will always happen to you too. So with each number, the forest will melt, but so will you. You'll grow more empty, black, mindless, and melt until you're in a perfect state of trance. Very good. Let's begin with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. There we go. That's much better, isn't it? I've done so well following me to this point. Listening and taking in every word so carefully, as you allowed my words to make you so tingly, warm, fuzzy, as well as relaxed and melted, not to forget, mindless, empty, and void of thought. Now, I think it may be good for you to have a little drop trigger, one that I may use whenever it fits on, so you can easily drop back to this state where you're so relaxed and so mindless. I think... Therefore, whenever I say dusk and only I, you'll feel yourself sink back into this amazing state where you can be blank, empty, submissive, mindless. Your brain and body will melt as you jump out so easily for me. You'll automatically reply with down so easily, instinctively, automatically. Let's try it out, shall we? Dusk. Felt good. I thought it would. Very good. In a moment, I'll count upwards from 3 to 1. And when I reach 1, you wake up, awake, aware, refreshed, with your thoughts in order. Do you understand? Very good. 3, 2, 1. Up, up, up. Hey there. How you doing? Good? Awake. Dusk. Oh. Very good. That must feel so amazing. So liberating. You've done so well so far. Again, in a moment, I'll count upwards from 3 to 1. And when I reach 1, you wake up again. Awake, aware, refreshed. 3, 2, 1. Up. Up, up, up. I'm sorry, is that a bit confusing? Fading in and out of this state so quickly. Let me make it simple then. Let me make it simple. Dusk. Wow, doing so well for me. I very much enjoyed how you relaxed, listened, and followed. I think you did so well because you wanted to do a bit more than just that. Perhaps go into the direction of obeying, maybe even submitting. Am I getting warm? Thought so. Looks like it's your lucky day, since I am quite in the mood to mess with someone like you. A bit vulnerable, maybe even eager, and I'm sure you like nothing more than to fully give yourself over to someone like me. I think I quite like this arrangement. You get to relax and indulge in your submissive desire, and I get to play with you, control you. Oh, feels so fucking good, doesn't it? To listen and be guided. You know you desire more. You want it, crave it, need it. That small spark of submission that was lit inside you earlier, gradually grown into a flame instead of a blank, empty feeling, is growing, evolving into a desire for submission and obedience. And with each phrase, each word, each letter held, even each sound I make, that desire grows even more, doesn't it, Pat? Oh, let's take a moment and count again. I want you to repeat after me and feel yourself take notice of your true desire with each number you hear and say. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Very good. time I wake you up, you wake up like always. Like, aware, refreshed. However, these newly manifested feelings will stay with you. The feeling of being submissive, eager, craving to obey, simply want more, need more, or desperate for more. 3, 2, 1. Awake, aware, refreshed, up.
Hands off.
hands off. No more touching. No touching. Hands off. It almost feels achy. It's craving more, needing more. Making you go insane with lust, with arousal. The poor, horny pet unable to touch. So frustrating, isn't it? Touch, touch, touch. Touch. Good pet. Good pet. Very good. So good. Very fucking good. Faster. Hands off. Touch. But all that makes you happy, doesn't it? Makes you so happy to be a silly pet rubbing themselves for me. Fucking themselves. Good pet. In fact, whenever I say good pet, that feeling of happiness, bliss, euphoria falls over you, and each time you hear it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Good pet. Good pet. Good pet. Good pet. Good pet. Good pet. The pet's stroking around it faster, faster, faster. Oh, so eager, so silly, so mindless. It was a good pet. It was a good pet, it was a good pet. Yeah, good pet, good pet. Good, silly, sappy, mindless pet. Oh, you wanna come? You wanna burst? You wanna climax for me? Yeah. Come. Come for me, come for me, come. Let it all out. Each and every single drop. Drink some water. Eat it so well.